don't I? And I wish I'd had more time listening to you speak your mind. Now I'm thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Drinking coffee black as iron, I couldn't be much higher.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome to Day Trip Destinations.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome, welcome. We're listening to a little folk today.
It's a folky mood today. Yep.
I don't even understand myself sometimes, but it is what it is.
I'm sure there's a reason to the madness.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Some kind of inner workings that are... moving you into certain directions at any given time.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just roll with it.
Yeah. Sponsors. Our sponsors include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Market and Cafe, Eversource, and New London Hospital. This segment is brought to you by Sweepy Cafe. Open once again, the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce made to order on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweepy Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go. And by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home.
Awesome. Thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. We so appreciate you.
Appreciating us, appreciating the community.
Exactly. Yep. See, there it is. That's our new tagline.
That's right.
So hopefully everyone had a wonderful week. We are here on a Friday. Hopefully everyone did their voting on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain if you don't vote.
It's true.
So
Yep. Hopefully
friends got out and
voted.
What I was going to say, something like...
exercised your right to be an American.
Sometimes I have a really hard time coming up with words. just yes, exercise. That's how I feel sometimes. My brain just kind of goes...
it's like mini shutdowns.
I'm like... all right.
It's time for a reformat. Okay.
Great. Excellent. And someone pressed the restart button. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at the end of January, believe it or not.
So nice.
We're cruising right through the old seasonal depression season.
Yay. Right?
How's everybody doing out there? You hanging in there? How are we doing?
It's usually around. I remember growing up, my dad always said that the beginning of February was the moment that he realized that, like, you know, spring and warm weather was coming, because it was like the first time that he could drive home from his job without having to turn his headlights on.
Right. I remember. Yeah. You told me that.
Yeah. I think it's mid-February or so.
Right.
Yeah. Which he must have had to speed, because it still gets pretty dark by 5:30.
There are still some people out there who don't turn on their headlights like at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me bananas.
It's illegal.
Right. I like want to flash, like I want to flash them or something.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, guess what?
It's supposed to be 30 minutes before sunset.
Right.
Which is generally like a half hour before dusk.
It gets really, really dark.
Yeah. So if it's like sunsetting at like 5:30 right now, say, like you should be turning your headlights on at 5.
The other thing that's frustrating too is on a lot of newer cars, their daylight settings, like their daylight lights,
right,
look almost similar to their regular lights, but they're not.
Right.
Because then your taillights are not.
Exactly.
So you're like, oh, I can see, like it's fine. But then anyone behind you can't even see your bum end. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're driving in a snowstorm and you're like, what is this Joker doing?
Yeah. I mean, it is a little,
Yeah, it's frustrating.
It's happened to me a couple times, like where you think that your lights are on and
they're not.
Yeah. Especially in cities, like if you're like, if there's lighting, like parking lots lit everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Know?
But
yeah.
I mean, it becomes pretty obvious, I feel like, if you're driving on a road without lights and there's no lights around.
Right.
I feel like you should figure that out pretty quick.
I do. Those fluorescent lights, though, oh my God, they're so painful.
They can be.
Like, when you're driving on opposite sides of the road, you're just I want to close my eyes the entire time I'm driving past somebody, and I'm like, no, 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 you can't. It's so bad.
It's not fun.
But it is what it is.
Somebody always taught me a trick. Like if you get like really, if you have like someone that won't turn off their high beams,
yeah,
just look at the right side white line in the road.
The right side white line. I guess that makes sense because it's furthest away.
It's furthest away. Like it keeps your eyes trained off of the high beams and it keeps you on the road in the right place.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smart.
Mm-hmm. I think a police officer told me that at one point.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. They probably have all those little nifty tricks. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so hopefully people are cruising right through this season, and they started off 2024 with a fantastic energy and vibe and all the things, and then we're cruising right into February.
Right.
So today we are going to be talking about Arrowhead Recreation Area.
Yeah.
So in Claremont at 18 Robert Easter Way, arrowheadnh.com is the website. You can also find them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, we are talking about them for a couple of reasons. Number one is because in Claremont, they are the best place for tubing.
Mm-hmm.
So tubing options, it's about $12 a person, $8 a person, depending on age and depending on day of the week and availability and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
They are open on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they have all sorts of trails that are there, not only the tubing trails, but you can also ski at Arrowhead, which is cool.
Yep.
So they have lots of little maintained
trails.
Thank you. Arrowhead Recreation Area has lots of tubing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And the Wheelhouse is also actually at the Arrowhead Recreation Area now.
It is.
So it's kind of like a two-for-one stop.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a little bit about what they offer for the community and their fat tire bikes.
Yep.
When they go up all those crazy trails and they do all those jumps and the mountain, down the mountain and up the mountain, all those crazy things.
Most bikes look like fat tire when I ride them.
but no, for real. Like, these are, you know, chonky.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. No, it's true.
They're chunky.
Yeah.
So people really enjoy, and God bless them, do mm-hmm. that you do you, but they go on all sorts of trails in the wintertime.
That's true.
Up and down and crazy mountains and hills and jumps and lifts. I can't do it.
Wild.
I'm lucky if I'm on two wheels on pavement. I mean, that's, you know, as far as I'll go. So Arrowhead Recreation Area is a great opportunity for families to mm-hmm. go out tubing Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They also have something super fun coming up.
What's that?
So they have their annual cardboard sled race.
Ah, yes. That's right.
That happens on February 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of cool things happen for this particular thing. I have been thinking about it since I wrote it down on the list for the show today. Mm-hmm. Like, how would I come up with like a sled? I don't even know. So it's super fun. They've done this for many, many years. Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations will get together and make a team, and they'll create a sled to go down this particular hill.
Right.
There are trophies for the fastest, mm-hmm. which is obviously the biggest, like the biggest and most important one.
Of course.
There's most creative. There's mm-hmm. costume. There's name. There's all sorts of cool awards for people who are putting together a sled. You can do, if it's a single rider operation, mm-hmm. it's a $10 entry fee. If it's a double rider operation, it's $15. And then if there are three or more riders/operators, then it's $20 to enter and register your sled mm-hmm. in the race.
Gotcha.
So I printed off the sled design rules because I was curious.
Okay.
So the sled construction materials can be cardboard and tape only.
Wow.
And that is in bolded and underlined.
So it's serious.
They aren't messing around.
They will burn it if it's not.
That means no hardware or other materials permitted. No glue, no wood, plastic, metal, rope, or string. No foam or anything besides cardboard-filled cardboard tubes. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But evidence of any illegal materials will lead to immediate disqualification of the sled and the team. No exceptions. Your sled will be inspected.
Oh.
They are serious.
Wow.
Wax is permitted and is suggested on the running surface.
Mm.
Wax should be a solid base wax. I mean, I'm not really... I don't know any of the different waxes. That can be applied directly or melted down and applied by brush or ironed on. No tape is allowed on the running surface. Detection of any tape or any other material other than wax will lead to disqualification.
I mean, why would you want tape?
I don't know.
Like, it seems weird.
I don't know. Decorating your sled with paint, pictures, flags, etc. is encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Costumes are allowed and encouraged. And you must come up with a cool name for your sled,
mm-hmm.
naturally.
Of course.
They have different categories. They have youth and adult, family and business. The race will be held in the Pine Grove tubing area. Registration will be held in the main lobby between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. And then judging of the sleds, artistic and durability, will happen at 12 p.m. Sleds will be allowed to enter judging up until 1:30. And then the race entries will be allowed up until 2. Sleds must be at the starting line by 2:15 and in running order. Each entrant must fill out and sign a liability release form. I mean, that's a given. Mm-hmm. If under 18, a guardian or parental release must also be signed. Entry fee is $10 for single, $15 for two, $20 for a team of three or more, with a maximum of 8. Could you imagine?
More than 8 people? Could you
imagine 8 people in a sled going down the hill?
Big sled.
Yeah, it'd be like a bobsled. It'd be
like
it'd
a double toboggan.
It'd be the Jamaican bobsled team times two.
Yeah.
Rules and release forms can be found at Arrowhead website, which is arrowheadnh.com, or you can go physically to Arrowhead on the weekends and learn more information. Judging will begin at 12 p.m. promptly. The sleds will be judged in two categories, for artistic expression and construction. The combined scores will be added for an overall score. Costumes will be considered towards your overall score. There will be awards for the fastest sleds from start to finish line. Must make it in one piece. I like how they have to add that in there.
I'm sure there's plenty
Like if you lose a wing right. and like a wheel and other things, then you just don't, then it doesn't happen.
I foresee plenty of casualties.
I do as well. Yes. Yep. And then there will be other categories announced the day of the event as well. But I think it's super fun.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have the creative skills to put something together. But
I would, if I were to do it,
it could be so fun.
I would make something very simplistic and aerodynamic, I feel like. Yeah, but
how would you do it with cardboard, though? Because aerodynamic would ultimately be like an airplane, right? Because you'd want to have like a skinny front and then like a wider back, right? And you'd want to have it.
I would just make mine. I would literally just make a flat bottom cardboard. And then
there was
a
picture I saw of somebody who literally just looked like they opened up a box and just laid on the box.
They probably did. I'm sure they did.
I was like, I mean, you know, best prepare goes too.
I mean, you could just get a big box and just sit in the box.
And then just see what happens. I don't know.
I don't feel like that'd be the most aerodynamic, but.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to like give it a whirl and see. I remember when we were doing, when we had our YP groups, the Sullivan County YPs and the Lake Sunapee Region YPs, we were trying to combine both of our groups and to make a regional YP group, which had its great, had its ups, had its downs. But it, for the most part, it was a really, we had a good group of people going.
Yeah.
We actually, that was one of the things we were doing, was doing the cardboard sled race.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't go because there was something else going on that weekend. But the majority of the team, the majority of the YP group went and like helped put this sled together. And then like one of the guys was nominated to like be in the sled as it went down the hill. So it's like, I mean, any business or organization can do it. Like,
right.
I think it's super fun. I think it's cool. It's unique. And, you know, you can do it with kids. I just think it's so cool.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah, that's a neat idea.
One day I will do it. Yep. I don't know when, but I will do it one day because I think it would be so fun. So that's at Arrowhead Recreation Area. Again, a really fantastic place for tubing, a really great place for skiing. There's lots of different things you can do there. They have Easter egg hunt in the springtime because we're talking springtime now, right? They have fireworks. They have music concerts that are there. They've got food trucks that are there.
Mountain biking.
And now with the wheelhouse being there, there's going to be even more events. They're going to be hosted and held at that particular location. So make sure that it's kind of in the back of your head. Make sure you know where it is, because chances are in the next probably 6 months or so, there's going to be an event that you're really going to want to go to that takes place there. So obviously, cardboard sled race, February 17th, a total absolute must. You don't have to put an entry in. You can totally go and just watch the actual affair, which is kind of fun too. Because of course, you know, some people might be a little, you know. Arrowhead Recreation, great stuff. And then a few other things to take note of. So just a quick reminder, we've talked about it before, but February 3rd is the President's Awards with the Greater Claremont Chamber of Commerce. They're at the Claremont Opera House. Lots of different awards are being awarded.
Six
awards are being presented. Food, drink, dessert, the whole shebang. It's going to be super fun. If you're able to go, make sure you go to the Claremont Chamber of Commerce website and or Facebook page to learn more about tickets and making sure that you can get there. We had our first Sugar River Social this past week on the 25th, which was yesterday. Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was at the River Room at Romanto's in Claremont. There's supposed to be an opportunity for the community to kind of not only come together to connect, but also to learn more about our destination management organization and also to kind of pair and learn a little bit more from our consultant agency that we have contracted to help us kind of get this thing off the ground. So it's a really great opportunity just to kind of get out, do something fun, different locations every month, and you'll be able to see some of the board of directors there at each of these particular events. And it's just going to be fun. I'm excited about it. I think it's a great thing to add to your schedule, a great thing to come to when you're able. That was last night, was the River Room at Ramunto's in Claremont. And then in February, we're actually going to be doing like a cross-country, learn how to cross-country ski at Eastman. So that's going to be our February one at Eastman. So that's kind of exciting. So look for more information on that. If you are not already following Discover Sugar River Region on Facebook and Instagram, you definitely should follow, because that's where you'll find all of the information. And of course, all three of us chambers will share the information as well. But if you follow and like the original page, then you'll be able to catch up on all the stuff that's going on. So definitely cool things to add to your calendar. I know we talk about this all the time, that people, especially after the pandemic, really kind of streamline their schedule. And they said, you know, if I do normally 5 different networking events in a month, nope, not anymore. I'm doing 1.
Yeah.
So that kind of stinks, because then, of course, all of these organizations who are trying to put these events together are really struggling to get the attendance yeah. that they got before the pandemic, and to kind of balance that with other organizations that are doing things. So this kind of covers a lot of this dots a lot of I's and crosses a lot of T's, because there's multiple organizations kind of coming together for these events. So I just encourage people, you know, when you're looking at what to go to, try to look for biggest bang for your buck. You know what I mean? Like, is it a big event? Does it kind of cover all the bases you're looking for? Are there collaborative partners who are coming together to make the event happen? Because if that's the case, then there's going to be multiple ways for you to connect with different places and different people. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to toss out there. But if you're interested in cross-country skiing, Eastman next month in February will be great for people to come to and to join some of our board of directors.
Nice.
So that's what we got for our first segment, folks.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK.
You do sort of kind of have to, you know, lead into that.
You do. AM 1490 FM and 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is sponsored by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who understand life in New Hampshire. They work hard to find unique solutions to meet your financial needs. Working together, they help their customers thrive. Learn more at barharbor.bank. Also brought to you by New London Express Care. From rashes to bumps or fevers to falls, for life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there is New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours. No appointment needed. You'll have access to the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
All right. So thank you again to our sponsors. We really appreciate it. We welcome New London Hospital.
We do.
It's their
New London Express Care.
If you're interested in sponsorship of the show, you can certainly reach out to Matt.
Email Matt at WNTK.com. $25 a week for a live read.
$25 a week for a live read. Did you hear that?
Yep.
It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
That's right.
For our second segment today, we're going to dive into a little bit of Newport-related news.
Da-da-da! Newport.
Newport.
The sunshine town.
So tonight is Dancing with the Newport Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow night as well. Both shows are at 7 p.m. Yours truly is judging.
That's right.
I'm on the judging panel, friends. I'm not sure if I'm prepared for such a thing, but I will do my best.
No one's ever prepared. They just do their best.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, that's what I just said, actually.
Isn't that just what life is?
That is. Yeah, you're never really quite prepared, but you show up every day and you pull up your bootstraps.
And you just try to adult.
Just make the best out of it.
Just so you can get back to bed.
That is a glorious time of day.
It really is.
That is my favorite time of day.
I think, like, I swear, like, the older you get, like, the more magical bed becomes. Because when you're a kid, like, you don't want to sleep. You're just like, I just want to, like, you know, run around and stuff.
Right. Oh, but no, when you're an adult, you're like, look at that. Look at it.
I just love it so much.
It looks so comfy. Oh. I could just lay there all day.
I don't even like the sleeping itself because I don't remember it. I just like the just getting into bed and knowing that for the next like 8 hours, like I don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I just have to exist. And that's good enough.
I just have to breathe.
Yeah.
Well, in your case, not all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I forget about 300 times a night to do that.
He has sleep apnea.
I do. Yeah, severe. It's a problem. Severe.
It's actually quite intense.
It's life-threatening.
Don't worry about this one. So our Newport news today is the Newport Winter Carnival is coming up very, very quickly. Guess what I have?
Is it the itinerary?
Schedule. The event kicks off on Wednesday, February 7th of 2024. Just making sure people know that.
This year.
Nice job. Hey. Good work.
Yeah.
They have Create Your Own Tie-Dye T-shirt. Mm-hmm. This is the Library Arts Center. They are a huge partner for this. So they do a lot of different events each day. Mm-hmm. So you can stop in during the opening ceremony. The opening ceremony itself is going to have music, food trucks, a fire pit, hot cocoa bar, and of course the torch parade. And then the torch lighting itself will happen at 8 p.m. with the pageant queens. This particular piece, the opening ceremony, takes place on the Newport Common. Mm-hmm. And there's also a winter carnival dinner being held at the Old Courthouse Restaurant. There's going to be Woodstock trivia, prizes, souvenir glasses, and reservations are required. You can call 603-863-8360. So that's Wednesday, February 7th. So it kind of goes from 3:30-ish till about 8 p.m. or so, maybe probably 9 p.m. or so. And that's the first kickoff day.
Yep.
Now, I should have prefaced this whole business by saying what the theme is this year. What's the theme?
Woodstock. So, yeah, man.
Exactly. So think like hippies, think tie-dye.
Peace.
Think
peace signs.
Peace, love, and happiness, right? Yep. All of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So that is, the button's pretty cool this year. So that is Wednesday, the first kickoff day. Mm-hmm. Then on Thursday, February 8th, they have a cribbage tournament at the Newport Rec. They have doubles and singles for that. I actually did learn how to play cribbage at one time in my life.
Yeah.
And I was actually not that bad at it, actually, I will say.
I bet you'll reinvestigate it in about 20 years.
Probably. Yeah. And then they have a table tennis tournament at the Newport Rec, singles and doubles as well.
Yep.
And there's going to be pizza and prizes. Then they have youth basketball free throw contest. Mm-hmm. I would not do well with that. Newport Rec grades, it's at the Newport Rec. And it's for grades 5 through 12. And then from 7 to 9 p.m., they have Woodstock trivia night at Salt Hill Pub. So that's kind of your Thursday on the 8th, if you will. And then Friday on the 9th, February 9th, this is one of the big days, as well as Saturday. So Friday, February 9th, you've got Peace, Love, and Yoga, all levels with Brianna at the Library Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Then she's got two classes actually on Friday. She's got an 8:30 a.m. class and a 10 o'clock class. 10's more my jam, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Then they have a Kids Zone preschool play group with snacks that's happening at the New London Rec. Ice skating and games are going to be on the Common. Mm-hmm. So that's from 3 to 5 p.m. Then they have a community drum circle and hot cocoa at the Episcopal Church. Then they go into a Newport Tigers boys basketball versus Newfound JV game at 5:30 and varsity game at 7. Then they're having fireworks at the Newport Airport at 5:30 p.m. Fireworks are always great. Mm-hmm. Then they have the historic Queen's pageant at 7 o'clock. All Queen contestants and the Prince and Princesses.
Yep.
I've choreographed for the Prince and Princesses again this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did the math. I sort of did the math. I think I've been doing it for a decade.
Wow.
Right?
That's like, crazy.
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand. How did that happen?
It's been 10 years.
It's been 10 years. But so that happens on Friday, 7 o'clock, the Queen's Pageant. It's a fun show. Like, the kids are really eating it all up. They love their onstage questions. They love their performances. So it's a really fun time. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $20 to attend. You can buy them at the NewportOperaHouse.com. Mm-hmm. And remember, most of the things that cost money are all going to the scholarship program because the winner of the Queen contestant bit actually gets a scholarship.
Oh,
so
nice.
it's all for good stuff.
Yeah.
Then 10 o'clock to midnight is Get Your Groove On at the skating party at the skating rink on the town common. Fire pits, hot cocoa, free skate rentals, and of course, parent supervision is required. Mm-hmm. Do not just drop your children off and go. So that is Friday, February 9th.
Okay.
Okay. Now we go into Saturday. This is the other big day.
Yes.
February 10th. They have a Rotary Pancake Breakfast happening at the Episcopal Church. Adults are $10 and kids are $5. They have another Peace, Love, and Yoga class, all levels, with Brianna at the Library Arts Center, which is free. Then that's at 8:30 in the morning. Then they have a live ice sculptor demonstration. Super fun.
That is cool.
That's on the Common. They did that last year, too. I'm hoping the weather holds out for this particular event. Because last year...
Wasn't it too warm?
I think it was too warm, and it was, like, really, really sloppy.
I don't think they could do the skating rink last year.
I don't really remember, but it was really sloppy. I remember having to wear, like, muckers because it was so gross out. Okay, and then they're doing the Woodstock Parade from the high school to the Newport Health Center, and that's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they have a Flower Power Craft with the Library Arts Center, and it's going to be a make-and-take big tissue paper flower, which is kind of fun. It's going to be open to all from 10 to 1 p.m. on the Town Common. And then they have – no, sorry, at the Library Arts Center. They're doing horse-drawn wagon rides. How fun. They're doing a psychedelic kids' egg hunt. Love it. Bring your own basket. They're doing an Axeman challenge. So cool. The chamber is doing a mac and cheese cook-off, which they did last year as well. Who doesn't? I mean, mac and cheese, hello. Crazy 1960s games with a twister hula hoop, musical chairs on snowshoes. Oh, God, that's
nice. Wow.
That's going to happen on the Common. That's around noon. And then it's called Gimme Some Skin Belly Flop Contest is happening at 12:30 p.m. Then they have the Groovy Glutton Bowl Food Eating Contest. At 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Then they have Peace, Love, and Beer at Salt Hill Pub. They're doing the outdoor pavilion again, and they're looking for people to dress up. So they want you to dress up like a hippie, tie-dye, that kind of a thing. Then they've got a Greek cafe at the St. Vasilios Church. Pastries, baklava, sundaes, coffee, tea, and cocoa. That's happening from 2 to 4 p.m. The Frozen Open will take place at the Newport Golf Club, which is kind of funny. One club, one ball, and memories galore. Farmer's Table Cafe and Tavern will be open. Live music will happen at 6 p.m. Then they have a groovy cornhole tournament taking place at 3 p.m. And that's at the Newport Rec. Register, two people, $20 per player, blind draw format. Food and drinks available, and it benefits the NHS.
Newport Health. Historical Society.
Okay. There you go. That's it. That's it. 8 o'clock to midnight is the Conniption Fits at the Newport Opera House. 21 plus event, cash bar, and dress in Woodstock theme for prizes. And tickets are $20. Those can be purchased at newportoperahouse.com.
Nice.
That's your Saturday, people.
That's fun.
What? Wait for it. There's more.
Oh.
Sunday, February 11th.
Yep.
Oh, it's also the Super Bowl on that day.
Oh.
But 8 to 10 a.m., breakfast at the Newport Senior Center. 12 p.m., they're doing a co-ed volleyball tournament at the Newport Rec Department. 1 o'clock, they're having a horseshoe tournament at the Veterans Club. At 1 o'clock, they're doing a kids' dodgeball at Toll School. Then they're doing a 4 o'clock murder at Woodstock. So this is pretty fun. I think I'm actually going to this. I think Elise and I are going to go. So it's a murder mystery dinner. It's a chicken cordon bleu. And some sort of dessert option. But it's at the Newport Moose Club. And it's, I don't remember how much the tickets are. It doesn't say here. But it's pretty much, it's going to be hysterical, right? No. So any sort of murder mystery dinner is super fun. If anyone knows Patty LaCroix, she's a hoot. She is a hoot and a holler.
Yeah.
And she's the one who coordinated it. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Open all weekend is downtown. There's going to be a scavenger hunt brought to you by the Library Arts Center. And there's a $100 cash prize. Cash money, baby. On the Common, the Ice Hut hours, Friday from 11 to 5 p.m., 10 p.m. till midnight. Then Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Obviously, weather permitting. Hopefully, things work out, and it's actually good ice for skating. And then at the Moose Lodge, there's sliding on the hills of the golf course, which you can do with your tubes and that kind of thing.
Whatever you want.
your cardboard sled.
Anything that
slides
down a hill.
So if you are interested, the Winter Carnival buttons, which are a really cool design this year, they are only $1, and you can get them from the Queen contestants, from Newport Recreation, and from local businesses. So you get your little button. It's only $1. It's all just fundraising money, basically.
Right.
But I usually wear my button for, like, the next couple of months. I just kind of as a sign of solidarity.
Right.
You know,
the Newport folk.
For the Newport Winter Carnival extravaganza.
That's right.
So that is an overall view of the schedule, people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot going on, right?
There's a lot going on.
However, you can certainly find this online. You can find it at Newport, the Newport Recreation website. Mm-hmm. You can find it. You can find the information on the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce website. This schedule is printable, so, and it's like a trifold, mm-hmm. so you can print it off and you can have it with you.
Just put it in your back pocket and just exactly. have it ready to go for the next 5 days of the Newport Carnival.
Yep, you can certainly print it off and you can have it for reference.
You can put it in your pocket,
so you can make sure that you can go to some of these events. You can even circle the ones you want to do, and it tells you where to register yeah. for certain ones.
You can use a pen on it if you want.
So lots of great things happening there.
Yeah.
Newport Winter Carnivals, one of the first things in February. New London has a winter carnival for the first couple of days for the first weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of some outdoor activities. It's the New London Rotary Club Spelling Bee. So there's a few different things going on there. But the Newport Winter Carnival is one of the oldest continuous ones in the country. And so it's a really great, you know, 4 or 5 days of just craziness. So hopefully the weather is good to, you know, all of the organizers of the event, because that would really stink if the weather was terrible. But it's going to be a fun few days. I'll be at a few of the different events going mm-hmm. on. But yeah, it's going to be good. So come on out and support the town of Newport for their winter carnival.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with the third and final segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Take it. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations, where this segment is brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can help find a flexible payment plan or their assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com.
Last segment today, we're going to be talking about Little Brother Burger in New London. It's located at 420 Main Street mm-hmm. in New London, 603-877-0196. Find them on Facebook. That's where you're going to find the most up-to-date information, just so everyone knows.
Yes.
So they have their menu changes every now and then. It's kind of a seasonal thing. Mm-hmm. And then also if they have any special stuff going on.
Gotcha.
So for some snacks, which is kind of like an appetizer thing, mm-hmm. you've got hand-cut fries, regular or sweet potato, Little Brother Burger.
Yes.
So some of their snack options, hand-cut fries or regular or sweet potato version, mm-hmm. Boston clam chowder, beer-battered onion rings.
This is already – I need to go there.
Chicken quesadillas.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Latin street fries. Ugh. A little bit of chili. Chicken wings, of course, buffalo, kung pao, garlic, parmesan, or plain. Tuna nachos, fried pickles. Hello.
There you go.
Crispy mozzarella sticks.
Perfect.
The Christine, which are hand-cut fries loaded with queso sauce, barbecue pulled pork, and scallions. Cauliflower wings, breaded fried cauliflower, choice of barbecue, buffalo, or garlic parmesan sauce. And then, of course, they are a burger place, so they specialize with burgers and sandwiches of kinds.
Naturally.
So you've got a build-your-own burger, which mm-hmm. everyone probably loves to do. The Little Brother, which is a little 6-ounce burger. Mm-hmm. The Big Brother, which is a double 4-ounce burger.
Oh, that's
so
me.
2 4-ounce. The California Burger, 6-ounce burger, and obviously guacamole is included in that. Mm. The Brodeo Burger, which is bacon, onion rings, barbecue sauce.
I love onion rings and burgers.
Then Blue's Brother, which is the burger, mushroom, onions, Swiss, blue cheese. Then they have the Farmhouse Burger, which I've gotten before. It's great. Burger, cheddar cheese, bacon, a fried egg, red onion, and herb mayo. I don't get the onion, naturally.
Of course.
Then they have the Baby Brothers, which are 3 2-ounce sliders. Mm. And then you can make those with whatever you'd like on them.
Yep.
And then, of course, they go into sandwiches and tacos. They have their fried chicken sandwich, which is always a go-to. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoy a fried chicken sandwich. It's super simple and easy to make.
Yep.
And it's kind of a good staple at different places, too. Right. They have the Veggie Powerhouse, which is a house-made veggie burger. They have Korean barbecue chicken tacos. I haven't had those, but I've heard they're delicious. The Baja-style fish tacos, which I've also heard are fabulous. The steak and cheese bomb. Two griddled hot dogs. They're Mackenzie Franks with a side of Asian slaw. A Yurmai-Yiru, grilled lamb, tomato, lettuce, cucumber, red onion, and tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki sauce.
Avocado crispy chicken club. Also delicious. Mm. Cheddar bacon avocado with red onion. So that's their sandwiches and tacos portion.
Yep.
Then they go into a big salad menu option.
All right.
So your standard green salad, the BLT salad, which has fried chicken and bacon on it. Of course.
Yes.
Please. The orange sesame chicken salad, which I have not gotten myself, but every time I've gone to Little Brother, someone next to me at another table has gotten that.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, oh my God, I need to get that.
Just smell the waft
it's
of the citrus.
So good. Mm. It looks so good. So obviously they've got local greens, Asian slaw, fresh orange, chow mein noodles, and sweet chili drizzle. Then you can, of course, add the grilled chicken. You could also add breaded cod if you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that too. Who would fish? No. Chicken. You put chicken on salad. Desserts. Brownie sundae, a chocolate chip brownie, chocolate sauce, whipped cream, vanilla ice cream, and a root beer float is another option too. God, I haven't had a root beer float in decades. So that's their menu. So they kind of, it's great for lunch, great for dinner, great for like just going out with a friend, grabbing a beer, doing whatever. It's a really casual atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
but it's super fun. They've got TVs all over. It's just, it's a good fun place to be. But another reason I wanted to talk about them is because they have their cocktail and their mocktails for the winter season
mm-hmm.
are super fun.
Yeah.
So they have the Sugar Daddy Teeny. A delicious creamy combination of DiSerrano Amaretto, Ryan's Irish Cream, and Rocky Peak Hard Cinnamon Whiskey.
Mm.
Kind of cool, right?
Sounds good, yeah.
They have the Lampoon Nog, which is a twist on the traditional eggnog with Captain Morgan spiced rum.
Mm-hmm.
The Cool Runnings Rita, which is tequila shaken with pomegranate juice, sour mix, fresh squeezed lime, and a touch of simple syrup. The Tipsy Elf. Get your sparkle on with a tasty combination of Prosecco and cranberry juice. So simple. I make that at home. Maybe it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
Minty twist on the traditional white Russian. A creamy blend of vodka with peppermint schnapps and espresso liqueur shaken with milk.
Mm.
And then there's the Red Hammer. Make your taste buds celebrate with this combination of vodka shaken with our house-made Bloody Mary mix. And then the Cutting Edge. Taking an old-fashioned and making it edgy with Yellowstone bourbon, maple syrup, and bitters. Muddled orange and cherry make this a warming cocktail.
Mm.
That sounds fun.
That sounds good.
So that's our cocktails. And then they also have mocktails,
mm-hmm.
which I'd like to say they start the list with, who you be mocking, bro? So funny. So they have a macarita,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Yep. You know.
They have a lemon squeeze, which is lemonade shaken with strawberry or mango syrup and served on the rocks with a lemon wheel.
That sounds nice.
Easy peasy, right?
Yep.
Who's the ginger bro? Barrett's ginger beer served with pineapple and cranberry juice served on the rocks with a lime wheel. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
I am a ginger ale freak.
Ginger ale's really good.
Ale. Yeah. Little Ricky is a ginger beer, strawberry syrup, and fresh lime juice. It's kind of like the... whatever. It's called a Ricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lime Ricky, I think. Then the Little Red Hammer, which is house-made Bloody Mary mix served on the rocks and garnished with olives, lemon, and lime. Obviously no alcohol, just the Bloody Mary mix itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they do have some non-alcoholic beers, the Rescue Club, IPA, and Pilsner. So cocktails, mocktails, they have it all. And all of those will pair fantastically with one of their burgers or one of their sandwiches or one of their numerous appetizers.
I'm just imagining like a Bloody Mary like with like the farmhouse burger.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like the best of breakfast and lunch.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
It's true. What I love is I have an issue with people who go out to dinner and don't order an appetizer.
Yeah, mentioned this.
It actually bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but it's just like you're out, you're enjoying yourself. Like, why not just...
I guess it depends on how often you go out.
I guess so.
You know, if you're like going out like every night.
I guess, yeah.
You might want to skip it.
Who goes out every night?
I don't know. Some people probably do.
I feel like I go out like maybe 2 times a month, maybe. Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at these days. I used to go out like every night.
Right.
And now I just eat junk at home.
Well, I mean, raspberry jelly and whatever else.
Crackers.
I mean, Queen Elizabeth over here. Mm. So, yeah. So I have a problem with anyone who does not order an appetizer. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason. Just, you know, like, taste the world, my friends. Taste the world. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a fish taco. Maybe it's a quesadilla. Maybe it's a, you know, they all have history. Food has history. It comes from place. Food.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox about appetizers. Anyways, point is, Little Brother Burger, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great. They just had a tap takeover.
Yep.
They had, it was called the Beach Party, mm-hmm. and it was from, they had beer samples and giveaways and all that kind of stuff, and people came and they dressed in, like, outfits and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. They do events like that as often as they can, and then they also have live music, so that's fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then, moving on to our next little itty-bitty segment here, I wanted to make sure everyone was aware. Dun, 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 dun. Are you ready for your drum roll?
Yep.
Okay, cool. The annual awards of the Lake Sunapee Region Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
We have 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
We have nominations that we accept for about 2 months or so from the community. And then our board of directors takes a look at all of the people who are nominated and the reason for nominations and all of the things that they've done during their time. And they vote on which particular nominee wins in what category.
Mm-hmm.
So for our Rookie Business of the Year, our nominees are Bark and Bath Pet Spa, Free Agent Fitness, and Sunapee E-Bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And drum roll, please.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to drum roll.
Oh.
<That's> so The winner for Rookie Business of the Year in 2023, Bark and Bath Pet Spa.
Ah, very nice. Yay.
Okay. And then our Young Professional of the Year, we had 3 nominations. Josh Marzelli, Sage Tokash, and Teddy Durand.
Oh, yeah.
And drum roll, please. Sage Tokash won from the New London Barn Playhouse.
Oh, nice.
She is our Young Professional of the Year. Mm-hmm. She's the Director of Education there.
Okay.
She's done amazing things. The Nonprofit of the Year, we had Library Arts Center.
Yep.
We had the Beacon in Andover.
Yep.
Mount Kearsarge Indian Museum and the Sunapee Farmers Market, all nominated for the Nonprofit of the Year in 2023. And the winner is...
I tried.
A little quieter. Sunapee Farmers Market.
Oh, nice.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Then Community Member of the Year, we had a few nominations here as well.
Yep.
April Blood, Brianna Critch, Shandy Elliott, and Leanne Root.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is Brianna Critch.
Nice.
Voila.
Nice.
So Brianna also won the Chamber Champion Award for the Greater Claremont Chamber. It's kind of like everyone goes in ebbs and flows. Like, this was just a killer year for Brianna, and she's always volunteering and supporting every single event known to mankind.
Yeah.
So it's just her, it's her time to shine, you know, which is cool. Business of the Year. The nominees were Alley-Oops Flowers and Gifts.
Yep.
Dance Arts Academy, Woodcrest Village, Mount Sunapee Resort, and Foster's Fine Jewelry.
Mm.
And the winner of Business of the Year for 2023 is...
Yes.
Mount Sunapee Resort.
Oh, nice.
So they are celebrating their 75th anniversary in 2024, and they had a really great 2023.
Yeah.
They stepped up. They supported a lot of local events.
Yeah.
They hosted a lot of events. They partnered with a lot of people. So 2023 was a great year for Mount Sunapee. It was an opportunity for them to kind of get back into the community, to sponsor events, to host events, to partner with different organizations. They were just definitely a much – they were more – and they're going to kill me for saying this, but they were more of the Sunapee Mountain that we used to know.
Right, before Vail.
Exactly, before Vail purchased. And honestly, and I think everybody kind of felt that energy. Like
I think so too,
when Vail first purchased, you know, they had to shut down a lot. And they had to say, hey, listen.
And they cut back on a lot of local initiatives. And
they just said, hey, listen, we need to, and it's good business practice, right? They had to make sure that they knew where all of their money was going, what needed help, what needed work, who was important to the team, all of those kinds of, and I get it. I totally do. People were very frustrated, and there was a whole 2-year process of them being like, this is the worst thing in the world.
Right.
But now with the 2023 year,
we're coming back into it.
Everybody feels a little bit better. There's a definite better vibe. Everyone's got a good energy about it. And I'm only hoping that 2024 gets that much better.
Yeah.
And I think it will, just simply based on the fact that it's their 75th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So they're going above and beyond already. And it's only January.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot more that they can do. And I think they'll rise to that occasion. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to celebrate them, not only because of their anniversary celebration, but also because we as a chamber have utilized their resources and been able to partner with them quite a bit in 2023.
Yeah.
So all in all, I think that it's a pretty sweet lineup of nominations, but also an awesome lineup of winners. So we're going to be celebrating all of those folks on Tuesday at our annual meeting on Tuesday the 30th. When we talk about, you know, the chamber of the past year and then what goals are we setting up.
The chamber of tomorrow.
The chamber of 2024.
Yeah.
And then we'll also celebrate our nominees and our award recipients as well during that evening. So that is what we got, friends.
Cool. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Market and Cafe, Eversource, and New London Hospital Express Care. Don't forget, you can listen tomorrow to 4 to 5 p.m. to a re-airing of this program, or listen anytime online at WNTK.com on the podcast. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday morning at 9 with more Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.